It's time to talk about another Wisconsin legend, Tom Wopat. You might remember him from his days as Luke on the Dukes of Hazzard, but since then he's gone on to have an active recording and stage career.
His birthday is next week, so we thought we'd talk to the Wisconsin native about his new album and the latest news from his singing career. His new album is called I've Got Your Number. Tom, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, just fine.
I gotta say, I grew up watching the Dukes of Hazzard. I never thought I'd actually get to talk to you.
I can't be held responsible for that.
You don't regret those days, do you?
Oh, no, I had a blast. We had a great time, and I ended up directing a half a dozen of them, so I got a little more out of it than just the huge acting skills that we worked on.
Do you ever still give a yeehaw every now and then?
Not much. Steve Snyder now and then. I talked to him yesterday. So, you know, that stuff is all alive and well. The Dukes of Hazzard reunions are a big deal around the country, especially in the South and the Southeast. So I've been doing some of that in the last couple of years.
Nice. Well, you are from Wisconsin, like we just talked about as we introduced you, and you're from Lodi. So where do you live right now? Where are we calling you?
Well, I'm actually in North Jersey right now. I have a little log cabin out here, but I spend most of my time on the Upper West Side in Manhattan.
And you get back to Wisconsin from time to time to perform. I know I've seen your name around on various performing arts bills, right?
Yeah, I try to get there as much as I can, and I've maintained a relationship with Lecron there at the UW, so I try and do some stuff with him every now and then as well.
And you've got a new album out. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's called I've Got Your Number. And it's kind of a nod to the Mad Men era, the Rat Pack era of the 60s and 70s. And it the instrumentation is a nice little string section and then a pretty big horn section. So it's kind of a big band / orchestra arrangement sort of thing. And we did about half American songbook tunes. And then we also took songs from people like Paul Simon, Bruce Hornsby, Bruce Springsteen, Judy Collins. I wrote a couple of songs. Hmm. And we give them kind of a big band treatment as well.
Well, let's hear what you're talking about. Here we go.
I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, madam, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do.
And that track called I Won't Dance from your new album called I've Got Your Number. And you know, tell us about, for people who've only maybe been familiar with your career as an actor, tell us about the singing side of it. How did that get started?
Well, I've been singing since I was a little kid, and I had great teachers at Lodi ever since I was in elementary school. They kind of took care of me and took me under their wing. And so I studied voice at the University of Wisconsin, so I've been a singer kind of forever.
Oh, it's interesting. I went there to study voice, too. Interesting. So how did you get...
What year? You were there after I was there. I started in 1969.
Yeah, that's after me, but I'm not going to say what year because I don't want people calculating my age. But who did you study with back then?
I studied with Dale Gilbert.
Okay.
Who actually ended up being head of the music school for a number of years. A really terrific guy. He actually I think he was in school with Cheryl Milnes, who's a renowned baritone, bass baritone from the Chicago Lyric Opera.
Nice. Well, you've had kind of a dream career. You've gotten to do some of everything. You were on a hit TV show. You've been on Broadway. You've gotten to release albums in different genres. How did you get there from UW-Madison, if you want to give advice to people who are trying to do the same thing?
Can't keep a job, you know? I keep pushing at it. You know, it's one of those things where, I mean, actually, you know, right now I've got a little bit of vocal trauma. I've been dealing with not an infection, but an inflammation of the vocal cords. So it's kind of put me off my game a little bit. But mostly, I mean, I work pretty constantly. And I don't know. I stick at it. Fortunately for me, I've had different opportunities in the different parts of the business. And I've been able to take advantage of them. And I've had good people working with me. I've always had great musicians around me and really good, fine producers. And I've been fortunate to have really good representation as far as agents and managers go as well.
Well, you're living in Manhattan now. You said you spend a lot of your time in Manhattan. You perform a lot in New York. What do people say when you tell them you're from Wisconsin?
They don't care.
They don't care. Come on, I want some reaction. At least they know about cheese and beer, right?
Yeah, you know, Packers, too.
Packers,
are
pretty
good, pretty good subject. Actually, there's a bar near there where I go to watch Brewers games and Packers and Badgers. They play. There's a bar on the Upper West Side. And you run into a lot of people, actually. The Wisconsin sports fans are rabid, and they're everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you never really go too long without seeing them, and Manhattan is no exception. It's, you know, they've been very nice to me in New York, but I still have really strong connections to Wisconsin. I own my father's farm up in Lodi still, and my stepmom lives in Lodi, and I have a brother in Lodi and a brother in Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
So I get home as much as I can. I was actually there last week to see the Brewers play and lose another one.
Yeah, might not be the best season for that, but yeah.
They've had a tough year.
They've had
a tough year, but I think it's a character-building year. I think they're going to be great next year. They've brought up a lot of really fine young players, and I think they're going to have a real transitional year next year.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are hoping that you are right about that and are feeling
the
same way.
Well, the Badgers this year are going to be awesome. Packers, too. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And the Bucks are starting over. I think they've made a nice adjustment in their situation and geared toward a younger team. I think they're going to be better. I mean, you know, I don't mean to dwell on sports, but it's one of my passions.
Yeah, I can tell you're from Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, I'm very fond of my Wisconsin sports teams,
yeah.
And I'm proud of them, too.
Well, that's good to hear, even
a
good old boy like you, still keeping the Wisconsin roots alive. Now, this album, to get back to your album, we could keep talking sports, but I do want to talk about your career. You're singing kind of jazz style on this. And
I've been doing this now for about 15 years. When I did Annie Get Your Gun, I started in 98 working with Bernadette. And when we made the Cast album in 99, the people at Angel Records asked me if I wanted to make a jazz record. And I had done country before. I'd never done jazz. And we did, kind of a country pop, country rock kind of thing. But the jazz was just a nice fit. And the more that I've worked on it, the more that it fits my voice. And it's just something that seems to come naturally to me. And I very much enjoy it. And also what we do, too, is like, there are performers out there like Diana Krall and say, Diane Reeves, who take and on their jazz records, they mix in a lot of contemporary and rock and roll stuff that they give a jazz treatment. And that's really what we've tried to do as well.
Well, let's listen to another little bit. This is the title track called I've Got Your Number.
I've got your number. I know you inside out. You ain't no Eagle Scout. You're all at sea. Oh, yes, you brag a lot. Wave your own.
And can you tell us a little bit about that particular track as a title track?
Yeah, well, that's a song that was written by Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee. And Cy was actually a friend. I knew Cy. I met him back in 1978 when I first came to New York. And I did a musical of his called I Love My Wife, which the title track is a really nice record. And Sinatra recorded a version of I Love My Wife, the song. But I worked with Cy on several different musicals. There was one when I came back after Dukes. I did a musical called The City of Angels. And I remember one day in particular that I sat down with him and a couple of other actors, and he showed us basically how to sing swing. And it was the coolest thing ever. So this is a song that I think really reflects the era, the early 60s. And also, you know, I mean, between he and Carolyn Lee, there was a certain, frisson, a certain tension.
All right, and we're going to have to leave it to listeners to listen to the album and get the rest of the story. We're out of time, but Tom, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a treat to talk to you.
All right, my pleasure. Anytime.
All right, that was Tom Wopat, Broadway singer and star of the 1970s TV show The Dukes of Hazzard.
If you have a suggestion for a future Wisconsin Legend segment, post it on the Central Time Facebook page or leave us a message toll-free 855-683-5422.
Coming up tomorrow on Central Time, we'll take a look at the invention of the bleep. You know, that's a noise we have to play when someone swears, says something they shouldn't on the radio, and what the bleep says about modern censorship in America.
That's coming up tomorrow on Central Time.
Coming up after the news, we'll find out why typewriters are still in use at some businesses across the country and why some business owners say they couldn't live without them.
You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.